Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
When the new coronavirus hit, hospitals around the state moved quickly to prepare, canceling elective surgeries, tests, and procedures, telling most patients to stay home. Dr. Tracy Hoke is the Chief of Quality and Performance Improvement at the University of Virginia's Medical Center.
We basically redesigned healthcare in a matter of weeks.
While mainstream medicine had been reluctant to embrace telemedicine, that was the obvious answer to continued care during a pandemic. At VCU's Medical Center, Dr. Ron Clark said regulations pertaining to privacy were relaxed, making the transition easy.
Concerns about HIPAA and personal health information and having a secure line that you can go through, that was, quite frankly, a big logistical hurdle for many providers. Once that went away, people adapted to the technology readily.
Patients liked the convenience, and once Medicare and insurance companies started paying on a par with office visits, providers got on board.
We're now doing roughly 1,600 telehealth visits a day. So about 40% of our prior COVID volume is now by telephone, by Zoom, by other technologies that allows us to reach out and continue to provide care.
Hospitals were also forced to rethink infection control. Social distancing and masks may be the new normal to protect against COVID-19 and about 200 other viruses commonly circulating through the human population. At VCU, a greeter asks people if they've been exposed or have symptoms of the disease. Those being admitted will be tested. Everyone must wear masks. And CEO Ron Clark says patients will notice a constant effort to disinfect.
As they come in, they will probably see people cleaning the environment, surfaces and all the public areas, be they handrails or elevator buttons or door handles, what have you.
At Carilion Clinic, Dr. Mike Nussbaum says they've rearranged the furniture to assure that seats in waiting rooms are at least 6 feet apart. If they can, patients are advised to come alone.
Whoever brings them can either wait in their car or wait somewhere close by, and we'll call them. We'll include them in any discussions about the procedures that they're having, but we're really trying to limit the number of people in our waiting rooms, in our hospitals right now.
Not only is that good medicine, but it's good PR. Doing things to reassure a nervous public, told by national media about the chaos and contagion at New York City hospitals before COVID arrived here. At the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association, which represents 110 medical centers, spokesman Julian Walker says people need to know it's safe to come in. Even at large metropolitan hospitals, there are relatively few patients with the new coronavirus, isolated from people with other medical concerns.
Whether it's a surgical procedure or whether, you know, you're an expecting family with a new baby to welcome into the world, or whether you have a health emergency, you know, if you need medical treatment that requires a level of acute care that can only be provided at a hospital, you should seek that care. But there are some people that are still reluctant to do that out of concerns about the pandemic.
Reassuring those people will be key to the future of medical centers in Virginia. The toll that COVID-19 has taken on their financial health in our next report. I'm Sandy Houseman.